This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Mayors from around the country meet in Washington this week. Budgets are on their minds, of course, but so's the rollout of health care reform Obama-style. Marketplace's David Gura looks into how the expansion of Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act might help or hurt the bottom lines of cities.
Many states made it easier to get Medicaid. Tom Carroll is a healthcare services analyst with the investment firm Stifel Nicolaus.
It kind of casts a wider net of eligibility.
And that has boosted enrollment. About one in five Americans is enrolled in Medicaid. Mark Duggan is a professor of public health at the University of Pennsylvania.
It's gone up by a significant amount already, and it's just going to keep going up with each month that goes by.
Cities and local governments provide health care to the uninsured.
And they do this through public hospitals, public health clinics, and other safety net provider offices.
Michael Sparer heads the School of Public Health at Columbia, and he says it'll help local governments the more eligible Americans enroll in Medicaid.
Either because they get additional reimbursement as the uninsured become insured, or because their burden is reduced because perhaps formerly uninsured folks start to go to private sector providers.
But it's not all good news. There will still be Americans who aren't insured, and because of other changes to Medicaid and Medicare, reimbursements are getting smaller. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.